there are other things that might need to be fixed too, that aren't fixed with hammers and nails. Maybe there are some relationships that need to be fixed.
A family man.
Yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, we're bracing ourselves for Winter Storm 2022.
Yeah, what'd you do? Bring it back from the North Pole with you?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, I know my kids are super excited. You know, we're supposed to have somewhere between 10 and 20 inches of snow.
Mercy.
You know, we'll probably get 3. You know, I just know it's just going to be a super disappointing. My kids are going to get their hopes are up that we're going to be snowed in. My wife is like, got some puzzles set out so we can make puzzles in this, you know, like pass the time away. And you know, we have a random lottery for if we have to eat one of our children, which one goes first. So I know that anticipation is high that it's going to be good, but.
Well, it's raining here already. And it's like over the next 48 hours, the temperature is going to drop from 50 to 2. And so that rain is supposed to all turn into ice and then snow. So we're supposedly going to get like up to half an inch of ice and then multiple inches of snow. And then the power is going to be out for a month or something. And if we don't get to have power, you know what that means?
What?
We don't get to watch Super Bowl, baby. The Bengals are going.
On behalf of everybody in North Pole, Alaska, you big babies.
So was it amazing?
It was cold up there. It's always cold in the North Pole.
How cold did it get? How cold were you actually outside?
I was outside. I think it was just right around 30 below. So it was cold. But even at like, there was like one day where I think the high was -4. And that was about the warmest. And I thought, well, you know, we get -4 every once in a while. It's not that big a deal. I think they use a different kind of thermometer, because when I went out, it was just like, man, it is getting cold out here. I mean, it's just really cold.
All right.
But what was enough amazing. Of that. Enough of that.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
Well, I was told by Family Man Jeffrey Gifford that I'm not allowed to let you talk about the North Pole for the whole show today, because he wants to hear about my feelings about the Super Bowl, baby. Because who they?
Well, just forget Todd's trip to the North Pole. Well, who is Jeffrey Gifford? Does he like run this thing?
He's a raving fan.
Okay, let's hear about your Bengals. That's a football team, right?
That is the football team that nobody thought could beat the Chiefs twice in January. Ahem. And we did. So, and like I had anything to do with it, I say we.
It's a collective we.
It's going to be awesome. So, but you know what's funny about me? Like, people are think I'm just raving Bengals fan. I'm actually like, I'm kind of an on again, off again football fan. I watch it for fun and to relax. I do get excited about it, and I have more in the obviously this year because the Bengals are great for the first time in 30 years. But this is about the time where I start thinking, you know, football really isn't that important of a thing in life, and I think that's part of the shock, like, of being a Bengals fan for all these years, because we've learned to not be hopeful at all.
Right.
It's just, you know, we lose.
Disappointment is your lot in life.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Super Bowl it's not this Sunday, is it?
No, 2 weeks.
Is the next 2 weeks from now, like the 13th or something like that?
Yeah.
Right before Valentine's Day?
Yep.
It's kind of like the perfect Valentine's Day weekend.
Right on, man.
So were you like disappointed or excited, appointed that Tom Brady retired?
Oh, it's time for him to go. He wasn't going to win anymore anyway, but he was amazing. But yeah, I'm not worried about him.
That's kind of how it is, like being a dad, you know, when your kids go, it's time for him to go. He was good while it lasted. He had a good run, but it's time for him to hang that up.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Well,
so. Okay. I'm done raving about the Bengals, but it's going to be amazing. Okay.
So
to
Jeffrey,
watch
I hope that was enough rave.
Finally, we're winning, baby.
So like, will you like paint your face black and orange and like wear no shirt and
maybe I might have to do that because my son was looking online last night to buy a Bengals jersey somewhere and they're gone. You can't find them anywhere.
So you can't go to the Cincinnati Walmart and pick up.
There are none left at all. So
wow, it's a shortage.
Yeah, even like the old cruddy ones from when you know Andy Dalton was quarterback. You can't find them anywhere. So
yeah. Wow.
Nothing against Andy Dalton. He's a really good guy. I like him, but he just isn't a good quarterback.
It's time for him to hang it up.
Yep.
You know? So anyway, I'm super excited for you, Jeffrey and Scott, but enough of that. Yeah. So North Pole was super cool. It was really cold. We went to the Santa Claus house, which was fun, you know. But if you're ever in the Fairbanks area in the winter time, the highlight of our trip, our host, Kevin Bowden and his family took us to Chena Hot Springs. You like take this road. It's like a 35-mile road that goes just to Chena Springs and then it stops, you know, and they were saying, oh, you can go in the hot springs. And I'm like, is it outside? And they go, yeah. And I'm like, I don't think I want, because it was 15 below zero. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, I mean, talk about snow. They probably had at least 2 or 3 feet of snow just on the road, you know, on the everything. Their roofs all had 18, 24 inches of snow sitting on their roofs. The color of the sky was the color of snow. The buildings were snowed. The roads were covered in 8 inches of ice. I mean, it felt like, and big chunks were missing. So you're like just boom, 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 all over the place. But this Chena Hot Springs, I guess it's privately owned and they've kind of made a little resort of it, kind of a rough resort. And so we went and the whole time I'm thinking, I don't know. I mean, it's really cold out, you know, do I want to get in the water? You know, and I'm thinking, I don't, you know, and so finally we get there, you go into you pay your fee and you put on your swimming suit in this tiny little locker room, which is already starting to feel cold. And then you know, I've got my swimming suit on and a t-shirt and I'm walking out this breezeway, you know, just a covered roof. There's snow everywhere. It's wet from the melting snow on it. And I mean, your feet are like already numb. You take your towel before you get in the water and you put it on a railing that's covered in snow and you put that there. And then you step into these magical waters that are, I don't know how warm they are, but it was amazing. And Maggie and I went in the springs and, you know, it was super cool. I mean, it was hot and, you know, 15 below zero, your hair, the moisture from the steam is rising. You can hardly see anybody else in the pool. And there's huge rocks all around it. It's got a gravelly bottom and your hair just, I'll show a picture. It just frosts up. So my hair I look like Jack Frost. You know, it was super cool. And then when you got out, it wasn't too bad because apparently you're warm to the core, but it was amazing thing. Chena Hot Springs. So if you go there, that's something to do. We saw a lot of moose. We saw 20 moose on the way out, but it was a good time. Maggie and I, you know, the best time, we had a great time with the guys there. It was a men's gathering. And then we had a homeschool event as well. It was great. But the best time was it was just good father daughter time. And, you know, we like watched a couple episodes of Star Wars because that's what was on television. I don't know if TNT was having a Star Wars marathon, but that's what we ended up watching. And it was just, we had a great time. It was a good time. So if you like snow, if you like cold, North Pole, Alaska is for you. So there you go.
Do they like ski and do fun winter things or is it just,
you know,
so dang cold?
I think it's too cold. It's too cold.
Yeah.
They are tough. People in North Pole, Alaska are tough. the hotel we were staying in was the North Pole Hotel. As we were sitting in our room, we could look out our window and there was a Safeway grocery store, about the only thing they had. They had some fast food restaurants and McDonald's, and everything was, since it's the North Pole, they make a big deal about it. So all the light posts are white with a red stripe, you know, like a candy cane. The pole that holds up the McDonald's golden arches was white with a red stripe, you know, going up it. But I saw people outside walking, I mean, just in and out of this Safeway all day, all night long. And I mean, it was like 5-10 below zero. And I saw more than one person get out of their car in shorts and going into the building. And I'm thinking, you guys are nuts.
That's obscene, nuts, man.
So they make us, from now on, whenever my kids complain about how cold it is, I'm just going to call them a big baby. So anyway.
That'll be good for your fathering skills.
That's right. Well, we got lots to talk about, Scott. You said you had a list. I never knew you had a list. Did you have more than one thing on your list?
That was most of it. The Super Bowl and not letting you talk about North Pole the whole time.
Okay, well, I'm done talking about North Pole.
I do have one thing I should say now.
Okay, go ahead and say it.
I'd like to announce that we are leaving Spotify. This podcast will no longer be available on Spotify unless they censor somebody that will make sure we get lots of attention and people pay attention to us now. So,
what does that mean?
Oh, you didn't hear the big kerfuffle?
No.
Apparently, Neil Young, for anybody who's, you know, our age or older, might know who that is.
Yeah.
The guy who sang all those songs like, "Dead dog lying in a ditch, cigarette smoker has an itch," you know.
I do not know this song. You might have to play a little bit at the end. I don't know.
I can't do that. We get in trouble.
That's right. Oh, Scott is still reeling.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash for a little while, and then he did all those songs like Harvest Moon and Ohio, Four Dead in Ohio, all that stuff.
I'm looking that one? Blankly. I'm looking blankly into the screen.
Anyway, he got so mad that Joe Rogan, who is a podcast guy who used to be a wrestler, I guess. I don't really know much about him. Apparently, he doesn't say the right things and is a nasty man or something. I don't know what the whole kerfuffle was. But Neil Young threatened to remove his music from Spotify if they didn't take Joe Rogan off, because he's so offended at Joe Rogan, to which the whole world was like, Neil who? But now people that are, you know, 20 years old and you know, around that age, who've never heard of Neil Young, suddenly know who he is because he, you know, threw a fit. And the end result of it was that he got kicked off of Spotify instead of Joe Rogan. And so, but now everybody knows who Neil Young is again, which seems like a big career move and quite a marketing deal. So I figured, why not try?
So that's
this
what
podcast?
We're trying.
We're
that
leaving
is a great
Spotify.
Idea. That is a great idea.
Not as funny now that I had to explain it all, but you know,
yeah, I get it. You know, and really, I was even thinking, you know, it really is amazing what people can get by with just, you know, like that kind of thing that you were just talking about. You know, like on the airplane, when you're going on the airplane, they say things like, because of your safety and because of the coronavirus, we will only be offering a limited service beverages. We will only have out one beverage cart. And I'm thinking, because two beverage carts make it more unsafe. But it's almost like we don't have to give you what you paid for because we're keeping you safe. You know,
that's right.
So I thought maybe I should just say, you know, we're selling our books, but we're not going to really send it to you because we want to keep you safe because of this time. So I don't know. Anyway. Scott, what is wrong with the world these days? You know, when we were young,
that's way too big of a question for this show.
But hey, speaking of what's wrong with this world, when I was gone, part of Jed's birthday, he had his birthday before I left. But one of his presents was we got him tickets to the Pacers game, and his brother and sister-in-law, they got him a ticket to our local Christian college basketball game. So while I was gone, they went to a Pacers game and then a college basketball game. And I asked my wife, I said, you know, we talked about the Pacers game. That was fun. And I said, well, how was the college game? And she goes, you know, it's pathetic. And I said, pathetic? You mean like they were really bad? She goes, no, they weren't bad. But it was two Christian colleges that played each other. And there were multiple technical fouls, like 5 on each side.
Wow.
And I was just, she goes, you know, it was really sad how angry they looked and, you know, how in your face they got. So I'm writing, taking my youngest Jed to a basketball practice on Monday. And I said, hey, how was it? Did you like the games? And we were talking just a little bit more in depth. And I said, yeah, mom said it was really disappointing because, you know, there was several technical fouls. And he said that when they had attorney and I was there two weeks ago, Jed did. And he said, well, one of their players got a technical foul. And I said, yeah, you know, and he said, it's no big deal. And, you know, it really bothered me, but somehow that he's come to believe that getting a technical foul is no big deal. And I ranted and raved about the college one. I thought, man, I'm going to write. I know the president of the school. I should write them and say, you know, we expect more from Christians when they play basketball. And it just made me think, you know, that maybe we have begun to embrace, you know, even in sports and whatever and how we drive, that it doesn't matter how we act. And I think as dads, you know, it does matter how we act. You know, as Christians, we don't act like the rest of the world. And maybe some of those things that should be a big deal, we've made them no big deals because we've just kind of, we've stuck them to the side in those categories of, oh, that's what basketball players do. Oh, that's how people act when they drive, you know, that you can flip them off or you can yell at them or you can, or whatever the case may be. And I was talking to Jed's coach because he just happened to call me and we talked about it for a while. And I said, you know, I totally get it. I get it when you're playing basketball and you're high adrenaline that sometimes you blow it. I get it when you're driving your car and you're in a hurry and you blow it. I get it when you're mean and ugly and say hateful things and maybe even say words you wish you hadn't said. But as dads, as Christian dads, you know, we should say, I'm sorry. You know, we apologize. We make it right. We do whatever it takes, you know? So anyway, that was kind of my ranting and raving. So
rock on.
Any thoughts on that, Scott?
The world's gone to hell in a handbasket, man. What do you want from me?
I know it. I know.
We're not doing much better in the church is I guess the sad part of that.
That's the sad part. And in fact, I was thinking about that in Family Man Fix It or Finish It February, which started yesterday as we record this. You know, I've got my little list of things I need to do, even though I thought I should really ask my wife. I bet her list is different than my list. But, you know, I thought there are other things that might need to be fixed too that aren't fixed with hammers and nails. Maybe there are some relationships that need to be fixed. Maybe you have a child who's angry, or maybe, you know, I don't know, that something happened or that you need to make something right, Dad. I think this would be a good month to make it right. You know, maybe you have a child who's just angry at you, or maybe you, I don't know, maybe there's something that you've been holding on to that you need to let go. So anyway, maybe take this month and make it part of fixing things that you can't fix with hammers and nails. So I was thinking about that.
Right on.
Thank you, Scott. What else do we got to go? Oh, someone asked me this past week, he said, you know, because I was talking about Valentine's Day coming up and it's coming up, you know, the day after Super Bowl Sunday. You know, Todd, what are you going to do for Valentine's Day? Well, like I mentioned, I've already started the whole thing. But so I've got some earrings that I got from Etsy. I'm holding them right so Scott can see them. They're in this little tin that finally came. I was glad. But I am also doing, and you can steal this idea, really, or you could buy this idea on Amazon. There's a book called What I Love About You. And then it says, For You by Me. And then basically there's about 50 pages inside that say, I love blank about, you know, I love the way you this, and then you fill in the blanks. And I wasn't sure I could get it in time for Valentine's Day. In fact, they say we can, but every time I buy something on Amazon, it's like my wife knows I bought it within 30 seconds. And so I decided I was going to make my own little book but you can order it because it's on super sale right now. It's only like $8.75 with free shipping. We have Amazon Prime, and it's what I love about you. And I think, you know, if you take the time to do something like, I think that would mean a lot better than chocolates or, you know, like we said, or some crummy flowers that you got last minute.
That's actually really helpful for guys like me, because I'll tell my wife I love her or I think she's really great. And she's like, oh, why do you say that? You know? And I'm like, this is a test. I didn't know there was a test.
You know, and my wife likes that too. She doesn't like when I go, oh, you're awesome, because that's vague to her. Right. You know, she wants to know why you think. She likes specifics. And I think, you know, something like this, what I love about you, it kind of forces you to think a little bit, because it's not, they're not, you know, you kind of, you have to have a reason. Like it'll say, some of them were like, if you were a color, you would be this, you're this color, and you have to fill that in, and you kind of give a reason why. And I think I'm hoping my wife will think that was pretty neat. So I'm working on that right now, but you still got some time, Dad. You still got, you know, 2 weeks, but don't get caught watching the paint dry. Okay, I think I'm about at my last item, Scott, and this was sent in by Caleb Morris, family man and longtime listener. And
he doesn't care what I think about the Super Bowl, huh?
He doesn't care what you think about the Super Bowl, Scott. Pretty sure.
Well, he might.
He might. He just hasn't voiced that.
Okay.
But he sent us an idea, and it's a hashtag, and the hashtag is, this is my beloved teenage son. I know that's long. This is my beloved teenage son. And he said, you know, I don't know who started it, but somebody has encouraged us to take pictures with our teenage sons and just put the hashtag on it. And if you don't know anything about hashtags, hashtags is just kind of a way to catalog things. So you can look that up on
musical people. It looks like a sharp.
Exactly. Or a pound sign.
There you go.
But somehow, like when you go to social media, you can just type in that, you know, hashtag, this is my beloved teenage son. And you'll see all these teenagers, all these pictures of dads with their teenage sons. And it is pretty cool. In fact, I just had one of those good moments just an hour before we recorded this last night, because the whole world is shutting down up here because of the winter storm of 2022. My son, Ben, who works in the two towns north of us, he said that he was going to have to work from home, and he wanted to know if all the boys wanted to go over to the 20th Century Cafe, which is a truck stop restaurant. You know, it looks just like out of a Hallmark movie, where it's not like a retro thing. It's just the way it's always been, you know, where the tables are, you know, formica, and they're kind of worn down from all the coffee cups scooted across. So Abe, Ike, and Ben and I, we went for breakfast this morning, and it was a lot of fun. But you know, those things are so precious, and maybe that would have been a good time to take one of, this is my beloved teenage son, even though they're no longer teenagers anymore. So if you'd like to be a part of that, Dad, you should, and post your pictures with your kids, your boys.
Right on.
Okay, my list is done. Yep.
That was the most organized show we've ever had.
I know it.
I'm tired. Let's take a break.
Okay. Or plum tuckered out. Yeah. Well, hey, Dad, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Again, get on those Valentine's things for your wife, and take a picture with your teenage son and post it with hashtag, this is my beloved teenage son. Get ready for the Super Bowl if you're into that kind of thing. But even if you don't do the Super Bowl, you know what starts this Friday, Scott?
I believe the Olympics.
Bum, bum, ba-da-da-dum, bum, 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 bum. That's right. I can't believe it.
Hopefully it will be scandal-free this year.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't think it will be.
Probably not.
You know, it all feels steeped in, everything's steeped in scandal now.
What's your favorite event to watch in the Winter Olympics?
The winter? That's a good question.
I love the downhill skiing, man. When they're going like 70 miles an hour down the side of a mountain on just a couple of sticks, like,
yeah,
and they go flying off of a hill, and they're like flying through the, I'm like, dude, I'd be like screaming the whole way down. Just, it's awesome.
I kind of like it all. You know, in fact, I like the Winter Olympics better than the Summer Olympics, maybe because you know, in the summer you have lots of stuff going on. In the winter, it just kind of feels like it's made for watching the Winter Olympics. So, you know, we'll, I like the skiing events. I like the snowboarding and the
Jamaican bobsled man.
I get tired of the ice skating, you know, because I feel like they just play that one over and over and over and over again. But what I love, you know, just watching it with my kids. And I kind of like when all of a sudden, you know, somebody kind of rises to the top and then you all cheer them on and you talk about how they did. I like that. And make sure you watch the opening ceremony because it's in Beijing, you know. And I still have regrets of opening ceremonies that I did not watch, you know, like the one in where they lit the torch with an arrow. I missed that one, you know, or even the Beijing Olympics last time I was there and they had all the drums. I missed that one. So make sure you watch it with your family and watch all the athletes come in. I don't know if they still, you know, with all the virus stupid thing, you know, they'll probably all keep them far apart, but yeah, some of the pomp and circumstance has gone by the wayside with that, but it's still a fun thing to do with your family. And dads, if you've got little kids and you live in a snow area, I mean, you could have your own Winter Olympics at your house. I know that I did it one time with it was during the time of the Olympics, and we had a WANA, you know, which is a kids program, and we had a lot of snow, and so we put sleds out and we'd have the kids pull them around, you know, and we gave away prizes, and it was so much fun. You could even do it with your own kids. So there's lots to do.
Hey, you could do you got to post that video again of you dragging your kids around the parking lot.
I know this might be one of those, you know, the snows, if we get just enough, yeah. It rained last night. So I don't know what it's going to do with that. If it turns into ice or if it's just going to stay slushy on the bottom. But
if people are wondering, that's when I believe you had them kind of like water skiing. They had a rope tied to the back of your van and were towing them around the parking lot on their sled.
We did. We had we had just a couple old plastic sleds, and I put a ski rope out so they could hold on to it. And we did it last year. We've done it a couple years and it feels safe because I'm one of those safe dads. I wouldn't do it if I thought it was really dangerous. But it is kind of a fun thing to be pulled behind a car around your driveway and in my yard. So it was a lot of fun. So, hey, and I know you could just stay inside and not do any of that stuff, but you should do it because you're a dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Stand up. You may think it's odd to think the way I am, but it's a godly thing to be a family man. A family man. A family man. A family man.
But here's what I'm doing.
Your camera's not on.
Well, I see myself. Why is it not on? It looks like it's on.
All I see is a black screen.
That's weird. Okay. well, then you can't see what I just showed you.
Oh, well.
That's okay.
Teenagers. I like that. That's a nice new word.
Teenagers? Yeah. I don't have to listen to you. You're just a teenager. Yeah.